Blog Talk Radio.
...of KJMA's practice of constructive community reporting, we have invited Dr. Khalid Mohammed, Minister and Supreme Captain of Minister Louis Farrakhan. Dr. Khalid Mohammed, Minister and Supreme Captain of Minister Louis Farrakhan and the elite fruit of Islam.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power, black power, black power, and we are black. Welcome to Black Power Radio, another Monday night as we talk with you. And we have been sharing our 2014 Dignity Summit over the last couple of hours, and you've heard the testimonies, you know, as they say that, the testimonies of those who was there in the house. And, you know, hopefully we were able to get most of all of you in there. I hope, I mean, there's way too many of us to get in there, but I mean, I tried to pack the lines. I know we may have a couple I could squeeze in there at the beginning, right before our national chairman and our chairman emeritus and that great president of Black Lawyers for Justice. our national champion, Minister Hashim Nzinga, and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. They're coming on tonight. Two legends, living legends, will be here tonight with us talking about things that they have on the table for black people in general, how they plan to help, how they see the present social and economic and political conditions of black people in the hills of North America and throughout the world. So, of course, we're thankful to our God again to be able to come to you and give thanks to our ancestors and give thanks to the National Central Committee, the New Black Panther Party. And we come to you humble and really just happy that we were able to give you an experience that will be written down in the history books as one of the greatest of all times. And I wanted to get another couple of callers in there real fast before we rung our chairman on just to talk about what their experience. We'll go to area code 504-432, area code 504-432. This is Black Power Radio. I wanted to finish up, and I ask you, what did you think about our 2014 Dignity Summit, and how did you like it? How was the experience? What did you experience? Talk to us. Welcome in Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Sean.
Black Power,
yeah,
Black Power, Brother Harold.
I said, you know, okay, this is my first time, you know, dealing with the, you know, with the drilling and stuff like that, you know. I liked it there, but one thing I expect more out this new Black Panther Party, I wanted, you know, to get off into these programs and stuff, you know. I wish we were in the community, you know, giving, you know, plates of food and stuff like that with the programs. But other than that, I liked it, what I seen.
Yes, sir. We do that, but you missed that. I think you had to leave, didn't you?
Yeah, I had to leave. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you missed some of that good stuff, black man. But we do that, and of course, we know you there in New Orleans, Louisiana. So we know we got to help you upstart that and set that up there in New Orleans. But overall, even though you didn't get to participate with that, the sights and the sounds, what was that for you? You said you liked the drilling and you liked the workshops. What did you do while you were there?
What did I do that? When I was there, besides the security, you know, dealing with the security, stuff like that, meeting other Panthers from different parts of the country, you know, we were talking, you know, talking with them and, you know, learning about the program and stuff like that.
That's what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Harold from New Orleans, Louisiana. He's a new young member of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and he was able to get some training. He got some training and was able to come all the way from New Orleans and meet up with his family, and he was most welcome. We welcomed him with open arms, and you have to say that, Brother Harold, you got to let the people know he was welcome with open arms all the way from New Orleans, Louisiana, and we didn't meet any strangers. We met family. Isn't that what you felt, brother?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And also, we need to make this mandatory, too, about get that book on the original Panthers dealing with the programs and stuff. I mean, just get it anyway. Just, you know, have it as a collection. That was y'all got it. I'm going to see this. That's what made the party more dangerous.
Oh yeah, no, brother. Listen, black man. I know you got a chance to meet our National Minister of Community Affairs and Programs, Minister Mikhail Muhammad, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I met him.
Oh yeah, brother. Well, yeah. So you know the community programs is there. We just got to get you involved with it. But I like your spirit and I like the hunger, and that's what we need. We need more young brothers and sisters who are ready to get down with these programs and serve our people. And Brother Harold, I also want you to hang tight because, you know, we got Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz coming in, President of Black Lawyers for Justice and Chairman Emeritus, and we got our National Chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, coming in. So we know you always got the good question, but I want to tell you, my Brother Harold, we have been talking for quite some time over Black Power Radio, and it was my honor and privilege to finally meet you in person, my brother, and to be able to shake your hand and embrace you, brother, and to feel your spirit, man. I look forward to doing a lot more good works with you right there in New Orleans, Louisiana, and throughout the hells and smells of North America. My honor and privilege, black man.
All right, brother.
All right, Black Power. So just hang tight because I want you to be able to ask some questions. Black Power, I want you to be able to ask some questions to the national chairman and our chairman emeritus as they come on. So you just hang tight, brother. Don't you go nowhere. Black Power to you.
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Another caller, I'll try to get in real quick. Air code 804-307, 804-307. You're on live Black Power Radio 2014 Dignity Summit, the National Summit of New Black Panther Party. Did you get a chance to make it? What were some of the sights and sounds? What were your highlights? What did you see? Welcome, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. This is the Chuma. I'm still with Brother
Black
Suleana
Power, Black
and
Power.
Brother Jelani. we
Black
still
Power,
on
Black
the
Power.
Way home. Black Power. We still traveling, but
oh, yes.
Definitely, yeah, we still traveling. We almost home probably in about another 20 minutes or so. But,
okay. Y'all be careful on the road. Well, give us your report.
Okay, well, definitely, I did want to give a shout-out to the Cougar Cubs. You know, they did. They answered the call. They stepped up. They presented, you know, and they're definitely our future. So I'm definitely proud of that. I also want to give a shout-out to Sister Deja. I'm sorry. That sister's on point. I love her energy. I love the fire that she have. I love her discipline. I was just totally impressed with her. So I just, you know what I'm saying, out of that, Sister Law, Sister Mira was talking about, I just wanted to let her know that, you know, her efforts and her and everything that she put in was definitely recognized.
That's
as
right.
As far as the summer, it was nice. You know, I did enjoy it. You know, my daughters enjoyed it. It was different. This is actually second summer that I have attended, and it was wonderful. I love the ceremony that we had for our Attorney General. I'm very happy to be working with our Chairman, Hashim. Definitely, it was a pleasure seeing you again, Brother Sean. And you know, I always love seeing my sister.
That's
all I had to say. I did, and I noticed that you all didn't even mention Virginia, so I just wanted everybody to know that Virginia did show up. So.
Oh yeah, well that's why I pulled you in. That's why I had to squeeze these last couple of calls. I know you was a portion of the show and we had to click off, and so I wanted to make
right.
sure that you got a chance to give a shout out to there in the Mid Atlantic region and you all in Virginia and VA, Brother Sundiata, yourself, Brother Jelani, the great captain and commander there, Brother Haru Kahuti, and everybody there. We appreciate you. Now I want you to know. We appreciate you all traveling that distance and making your way there to Atlanta, GA, to be with us. And I know y'all can feel our spirit, and y'all know that we're sincere, and we love you from the bottom of our hearts. And like I say, we want you all to keep fighting because Virginia is going to rise quicker than ever now that we all focus.
We definitely going to bring Virginia. We're fired up. We're happy. We're excited. You know, so we ready. We got some new things coming up. We have a couple events coming up this year. We're doing a Marcus Garvey celebration in August. We definitely would love to invite you all out for that. Also in October, we're going to get together. I would love for the new Black Panther Party, especially the 15, to be on deck because we're going to have our little celebration at the Nat Turner Land. So I think that would be something good, you know what I'm saying, in the spirit of things that we have started now. To press on, and so you all can come out to VA and get the spirit of Nat Turner. So definitely we're hoping that we can, you know, put that together so you all can join us out here and we can further on.
Can't wait to do it. We can't wait to do it. Y'all let us know and, you know, inform us of when it's going to take place, and we're going to make every available means necessary to be there with you and participate with it, because that's just a part of what our program is. You just let us know when we can do it, and we'll be there for you.
All right, definitely. Black Power.
Thank you. All right, Black Power. Free to land. You all be safe headed back to VA. I know that VA will never be the same. And in that, you know, in that clan cavern, as we call it, of Virginia, we know now there's some true, strong Black Power. Thank you so much, Sister Chuma. Send our love to the children. And the Cubs, tell them that they did an excellent, wonderful job. They represented well, and everybody was impressed. Black Power, thank you so much.
Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. That's from Virginia, VA in the house. They on the road, and they are fresh coming black, just like our brother Harold, fresh coming black from the 2014 Dignity Summit. And what I'm telling you, we did not oversell and underdeliver. We did not oversell and underdeliver. We gave you exactly what we told you we was going to give you, And I believe even more, like I said, the most important part of it all was the spirit, the unity, the love, and the brotherhood and sisterhood that was expressed. And that's just not something that you can manufacture. That is something that comes from the heart, and that is something that's unseen in today's society so much, a genuine love for your brother and your sister and a genuine care and concern about the well-being of one another. And yes, as we talked about, a genuine activist spirit to serve our community and serve our people. I mean, it went down. I mean, I don't know how else to tell it to you and how else to say it to you. That was the place to be, and it's the place to be. And the new Black Panther Party that you're listening to is a new Black Panther Party. We've been revitalized, and we're regenerated, and we're refocused, and we're recalibrated. And I think that now, with the proper direction and guidance from our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, and talking about the spiritual advisory of our chairman, Emeritus Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and all of the comrades, the whole national staff, and all of us, now that we are all in sync, all on the same page, we all know where we're going, we all know what the Black nation has demanded of us and commanded of us, now you will see a new Black Panther Party that you have been waiting for since the earliest days of 1989. Now you'll see the fruition, the fullness of the program. You'll see what we've been telling you about for all these years, hinting at it as a working reality in the hells and smells of North America. No more dog and pony show. Nothing but something sound on the ground while we're still around. So let me, of course, as we prepare to bring on our national chairman and prepare to bring on our chairman, Emeritus Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, let me open in the name of the Black God, the true and wise and living God. We thank him, of course, for that success with the 2014 Dignity Summit, and thank that God for the blessings of being able to soldier once again among some bold Black men and women. And, of course, we give thanks for that great, great, great foundation that started in Dallas, Texas in 1989. And then we had to come on up through Dallas and make our way up into New York and make our way into Washington and make our way into California and make our way around as we built this organization. This organization was built by some blood, some sweats, and tears, and built on the foundation and teaching of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and then spread to a Black man you're going to hear from in a few moments, the foundation and structure shaped and fashioned and molded and put into place so that it would last forever as an institution, even more than just an organization, giving thanks to our Chairman Emeritus Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and giving thanks to the man who had the vision to make it happen. I got to just tell you straight up, a man who had the vision to make it happen, as they talk about making a dollar out of 15 cents, this Black man just made millions and billions out of literally just starting with that vision. I'm talking about our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga. Man, the fire is still burning. I mean, literally, like I'm telling you, most of us have not even made it to our residences yet. And I know some of you were wondering if there was even going to be a Black Power Radio. Oh, yes, we are not going to stop. It doesn't matter. The duty must go on. We must continue to struggle, no matter if we have only got an hour of sleep, 2 hours of sleep, 3 hours of sleep, if you didn't get no sleep, or if you're well rested. We push forward, and we take charge of our posts and all Black Nation property and view. And what we're inviting you to do, brother and sister, is to join us in the action. We don't want you to be no sideline Panther or a sideline spectator. We want you to get live, square, bam, damn in the face of this action of working to raise our, picking ourselves up, not by the bootstraps, but picking ourselves up by the soul and spirit and love of the brotherhood and sisterhood and raising us up for some land and territory of our own and some real Black power in North America. I'm talking about, as our National Minister of Justice say, Imam Akbar, that it's the hour of power, that it's the hour of liberation, that it's the hour of the rise of the Black nation. And as you clearly see the white supremacist racist nation raised on the bloody backs, the whiplash backs of our people is falling and crumbling right before your eyes. If you can look and know about the history of Rome and the Greek empires and all of that, you can already see that they are on their way to meet the same fate as those before them, because they have not done right to the black man and black woman, who are the original people, the original founding people of this planet and this world. And so it is up to us to continue to build for self-determination, for liberation, for the rise, for the upkeep, for the maintenance of a new reality that we can exist on and that we can build on and that we can struggle on and that we can continue to grow. We must have self-determination. And I want to say Africa must be free as well. Not only should we be free indeed in America in name and in spirit, but we must also go free in Africa as well, because Africa is overrun by colonialism. It's overrun by capitalism. It's overrun by the ancient remnants of apartheid and artificial borders. And so we must be clear. We must be clear that we want every black man and woman on under the sound of our voice who desires to be free to be free. We want to make it clear that you no longer have to be a slave and a tool and a fool for the white man and white woman, or the racists and the elites and the black buck dance and Negro peons and the power structure elites. You don't have to be a tool and a fool for them. It's time now to come into your own and to be yourself, and to, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught and the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey taught, to accept your own and be yourself, to be who you are. That is Africans. That's Africa for the African. And that means that that is our throne and the earth is our home. That's what I said, that Africa is our throne and the earth is our home. And we know that the God of our forefathers and foremothers, who answers to many names, is with us. We've seen it this weekend. We've seen the unity of organizations who many said could not come together and couldn't be together and would not even step foot in the same room together. We've seen us come together in love and embrace and harmony and unity for the benefit of our people, where we were able to put to the side petty differences. We were able to put to the side things which kept us away from each other. We were able to, in dialogue, talk in conversation on things we may have disagreed in the past, and come together on commonalities that will benefit our people in the future and the present. And so don't tell us it can't be done. And don't tell us that the Willie Lynch curse can't be broken. Willie Lynch is being broken right before your eyes. And also Willie Lynch, and that mentality of Willie Lynch, is trying to maintain and trying to keep its foothold on the minds and hearts of black men and women. So we must fight harder. So we need more brothers and sisters to do as these brothers and sisters have done, which is make their way into the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We need more brothers and sisters to push the programs, as our brother Harold said, and to get involved with the on-the-ground day-to-day daily work of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We need more brothers and sisters who will take this program, the 10-point program, to different parts of the planet Earth, the nooks and crannies of the planet Earth. And we're happy to say that we have now the 10-point program translated for the African brother and sister, that there is an international 10-point program that is now out and that is rooted there on the mother continent of Africa, and that our chapter and our base there in Azania, South Africa, we have a 10-point program for the African man and woman of the continent. Not only a 10-point program for the African man and African woman here in the diaspora, but a 10-point program for the African man and African woman in the continent of our mother country. And so we're connecting the dots in true revolutionary fashion, in true Pan-African fashion, in the spirit that would make a Honorable Kwame Ture happy, in the spirit that would make the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey happy, in the spirit that would make great Paul Robeson and others happy. That's what we're doing. We're continuing that vision and continuing that plan. We're continuing the plan of Dr. John Henry Clark, Ashe. We're continuing on and continuing the fight. Thought it was impossible, and others want to give up, and others just want to put a little milk in the coffee and make the coffee watered down, we will continue to give you a pure black drink to wake you up out of the matrix. We're thankful that many are waking up in this hour, and that many are no longer a tool and no longer a fool and no longer blind and left behind, but that the black man and woman is waking up fast. I know what the news is telling you. I know the news, the mainstream media is only portraying our negatives and only portraying those who may be growing at different rates. But I'm here to tell you, as you listen to me and listen to others and listen to those that come behind us, that there's a new black man and black woman on the scene, and a new black man and black woman that's hearing the hells and smells of North America. There's a new thing going on. Forget what you heard. There's a new thing going on. We're no longer out of our minds and left behind. There's a new thing happening in North America where the black man will not allow himself to be effeminized and put on couches and in unmoral positions and conditions, and will not bend over and give evil an opening. But there's a black man and a woman on scene that is able to stand up and be bold and to be strong and to speak what you mean and to say what you mean, and that you don't have to scratch where you don't itch, and you ain't got to laugh when ain't nothing funny, and you can be that man or woman who is able to be a good husband and a good father, or that a good mother and a good wife and a good cornerstone of the nation. There's a new black man being made in the new Black Panther Party. This ain't the OG Black Panther Party where we're running around sleeping with white women and messing around with white girls. This ain't that type of deal. Some of you all did that. This is a party for the black man and the black woman. And so, brothers and sisters, I want you all to help me to welcome the, I call him the mastermind of it all, the man who had the vision and the foresight and the wherewithal and the drive and heart and desire to put this 2014 Dignity Summit together. Wherever you are under the sound of my voice, I want you all to welcome to Black Power Radio our illustrious national chairman and the general of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. This is Minister Hashim Nzinga. Black Power, sir. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power, Brother Sean. I'll tell you, boy, you really got this thing humming tonight, right?
Yes, sir. I'm on fire.
Brother, I just want to say we really are blessed. You know, it's divine, and this hour, this moment, this time and space, man, is ours. A lot of our ancestors sacrificed for us to have this wisdom, this knowledge, and it's so many that never got to participate in something like we did this week. I've been in so many Black Power conferences, international conferences, on and on. But yesterday was really special. This weekend was really special. Even planning it was special, because anytime you start something off and you call it dignity, you're already on your way for success, because we have to speak certain things into existence. But Dr. Khaled taught us to have so much pride and respect, and anybody and the listeners who knew Dr. Khaled Muhammad, I mean, this was a man, Brother Sean. We have to talk about him first before we talk about dignity, because what happened with him is you had a man who wouldn't even put on a shirt if it had a half of a wrinkle. He would iron it again. And it just, as I thought about what we need right now, the new Black Panther Party, and I thought about how time and how much effort and how many prayers then went up with Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, and all of it led back to the same thing, Sean. It's time for our morals, our dignity to fall in place, because our work ethics and our efforts and our bodies are put on the line. All we have to do is clean it up a little bit. We got our national minister of education who didn't make the summit because he fell ill, but he prayed from that hospital bed, and he called me every day praying that this summit was going well. And there's just so many things that happen that people don't know about. Our Queen Sister Nadia going through several different episodes and still trying to maintain her strength. And Sister D having a sugar diabetes problem, still trying to maintain and stay in those workshops. What I was most proud of, Brother Sean Quali, is the help I got in this effort from the New Black Panther Party. It wasn't a Hashim and Zinga thing. It wasn't a Malik Zulu Shabazz thing. It was heavenly sent, and every member of this party paid their dues. We had so many $35 coming in, $25 coming in, that we could go to a nice hotel and respectfully set up our summit, and we can go to our headquarters and be in our own house. And I saw the eyes of the soldiers when they walked in the headquarters. And it's something about us here in America having our own. And so the sky is the limit in what we can do. I think everyone saw. But one of the most important things we did, Brother Sean, in putting this together and getting the entire New Black Panther Party involved, from people sending requests what they wanted to see this summit look like, up to 6 months ago, 4 months ago, letters coming to you and letters coming to the National Minister of Information, and we're putting it together and shaping it. So we came up with 11 workshops. We brought our pencil. We brought our paper. We brought our tape recorders. We brought our open minds so that we could fill the void. What is missing in the New Black Panther Party? What have the New Black Panther Party accomplished in the last 23 years, and what have we failed in? What have we been successful in? What have we overwhelmingly been successful in, and what have we overwhelmingly failed in? And we use the Egyptian word Maat at this time, so we can bring balance to the organization. And I think we found that balance, you know. And for the first time in a long time, we just didn't put it on paper. We worked every workshop, and I seen those Panthers when I went in those workshops. I seen them learning. I seen the energy. I seen the energies of our ancestors. I seen the attention spans were so great, because anybody who know about those workshops know we started at 8 o'clock in the morning, and we didn't leave those rooms to 10:30, 12 o'clock at night with a little break or some water or some juice. But that's what it was all about. It was about, look, coming together, loving each other, hugging each other, and then going to work so the nation that we say we are the vanguard of, the nation that is dependent on us, could see that we're getting serious. And I just want to thank our bigger friends, what we used to call the New Black Panther Party movement. Sister Vanessa Williams, the esteemed executive director of the National Conference of Black Mayors. Dr. Michael V. Roberts, attorney Mawali Davis. Brother Mark, who came in so strong, paralegal from Harvard, to teach us about how to research these cases and case studies. Some of the media people, and got to give Brother Stanley from National Black TV, Black Power, and Brother Byron from Hip Hop Inquirer, Brother Reginald Muhammad, who dropped so much knowledge in the reparations area, and on, it'll be all night. But the thing is, Sean, people listen, and then to hear, as they call it in church, the testimonies of some of the Panthers, you can feel their pain, you can feel their hurt, you can feel what they've been going through. That when people give testimonies like King Samir about when he was arrested, and Dr. McHale out of Jacksonville, Florida, when he was arrested, Bobby being harassed by the FBI now, and a young sister from St. Louis who was tased in her car and drug out of her car by the pigs, and, you know, hearing the stories of what the trials and tribulations of being a Panther, and then seeing some of the baby Panthers, some of the children and some of the families, and just, you know, just understanding that this family is more than just a Revolutionary Front. We're a religious and spiritual group of people. We're people that love goes so deep. You know, Reverend Nat Turner was a minister, and he had visions, you know, and people have to understand. But, boy, I tell you, the climax when we got to the last day and the plane land with the warrior attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our big brother, and when he walked in that room, he looked up on the roster and saw that Minister Farrakhan had sent his national regional minister, his regional minister, Minister Sharif Muhammad, and Baba Makasa Rick coming in, and Sister Oli, who worked with us with the Million Youth March, and to see so many people in there waiting to welcome him. And finally, he had to take his seat so we could give him his 25-year recognition in the Black Power structure, and then to listen to him go over his entire career of how it started, why he's where he's at, and why he's going where he's about to go with Black Lawyers for Justice. It was just one beautiful thing after another. And then for us to acknowledge Brother Chukwe Lumumba and rise his spirit, Dr. Khalid Muhammad Symposium, what a workshop, what a name. Then to come back with Brother Oba, talk about young general, brother, little brother Hannibal, and what we need to do on his behalf. And you go on into, oh, man, it just went on and on. Brother Thutmose Powell, let him know out there that we're thinking about him and we care about him. And Brother MU, who we lost a couple of years back from your region, to just mention his name and let it live again and let him know no Panther is forgotten. Then how we talked about some of the original Panthers and keep their name alive, and Big Brother Aaron Michaels. On and on, you know, it just, at the end of the day, you know, I need me one day of sleep before we can get back started, because all it did was gave us, put us in a situation, especially me and you, where we got so much work to do now, because people are counting on us and we're counting on them, and we're not going to let them down.
That's right.
And Brother Malik Zulu Shabazz just landed, and he should be calling in any minute. He was just getting in his car at the airport in Washington, D.C. We had a great talk and a great send-off a while ago, and he's looking forward to being his big brother, and, you know. Sir?
I said, he's on.
Oh, well, let big brother talk, because I've been trying to talk until he get on the phone. He hopefully have a little bit more energy than I got right now. Black Power.
Black Power. Brothers and sisters, let us welcome, no strangers to us, our Chairman Emeritus, the new Black Panther Party, the man who we tributed this weekend and who deserves many more tributes. But we did the best that we could this weekend to show him that we love him and that we care about him and that we appreciate the work that he's put in here for all of these years, here with the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. You all helped me to welcome the president of Black Lawyers for Justice and, of course, the attorney general here in the Black Nation, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black Power, sir. Welcome.
All right, Black Power. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
All right. I'm happy to be on. I'm just happy to be on and coming back from a beautiful national summit of the new Black Panther Party and a very needed summit in the Black Power movement. And I thank God for the tribute that was held for me. I am deeply grateful and I'm highly honored. And I am on a spiritual high, and I feel good in this hour.
Yes, Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We feel the same, big brother. I guess we'll start out with, you know, tell us a little bit about how you feel at this moment, being tributed the way that you've been tributed, and what you expected coming in and how it turned out for you. I mean, where are you at? How do you feel at this moment?
I feel accomplished in the sense that an institution has been built that is bigger than myself. And I feel like that's the strongest thing that I could say in this hour. And to come in and to see that the new Black Panther Party is not dependent on any single personality, and to know that we are now have gone through our fourth term of leadership here in the new Black Panther Party since its inception in 1989, four terms of different leadership, and that leadership has been trained and well-groomed, and that's just number one, you know, to know that after serving my time and that the new Black Panther Party is not far apart to me now. Chairman Emeritus, which I like better than former chairman anyway, because really, to be honest, I am, you know, this is deeper than an organization. It's deeper than a front. For those who I have soldiered with for years and are still here, you are like my family. You are like my honest brothers, and when I'm around my brothers and my sisters, I feel like, you know, I feel home again. I have a variety of feelings going on. You know, I have good feelings about the organization being an institution and it being established and it continuing on. That means that all of the work, all of the labor, all of the travels, all of the teachings, all of the finance, all of the stress, as long as I know that this organization is on a firm foundation, that is pleasing to me. And it's pleasing to others in the Black nation, other leadership, Minister Farrakhan, around the country who are watching. And they want to know, is the new Black Panther Party going to fall apart? Many have said to me, you know, brother, it's not going to succeed without you. It's over. Brother, it can't succeed without you. And that would mean that I have built a personality cult. And that would be wrong. That means I have failed. And so I have to say straight up, it was very pleasing to see, number one, Chairman, my brother for life, my comrade, my ally, Minister Hashim Nzinga, see how God rose him to the occasion and is rising him to the occasion. But really, it was no surprise, because those that doubted my decision don't know Minister Hashim Nzinga the way I know him, and I know him to be a good organizer. When I was organizing on the campus of Howard University, he was organizing in Texas. So I know him to be a good organizer. If he's put in a position where he has to organize, he will do it. And he is doing it in this hour. I know Minister Hashim Nzinga as a good person, as a good-hearted person, a good-natured person, a well-intentioned person. He's well-intentioned. And therefore, Minister Hashim Nzinga is likable. Because he's likable in the Black nation, many people have become friends of the new Black Panther Party. Not today, but yesterday. And many of the friends under my leadership were brought in and warmed up by Minister Hashim Nzinga. He's a likable person in the Black nation. He's likable because Mike Roberts and others will come. These are people of me. They don't have to take time to come to no new Black Panther Summit. Mike Roberts, the hotel owner, National Conference of Black Mayors, Vanessa Williams, National Black Television President, Stanley Everidge, Chokwe Lumumba, the most honorable Chokwe Lumumba, may God's peace be upon him. He was scheduled to come to do this tribute. But they will answer Minister Hashim's phone calls. They will come because he's a good person. And y'all need to understand that. And more so about Minister Hashim Nzinga is he's proven in this hour that you don't really have to have a law license. You don't have to be a doctor. You don't really have to have all of those titles to be able to lead the people. And that might be good for the organization. It is good because it's less distance from the leadership than the membership. And therefore, you have a man amongst you in this hour that shows you that even if you don't have a lot of degrees and titles, and you may not have a lot of money, nevertheless, God can use you. Even in this hour, as you see one from amongst you being used effectively, and that goes for you too, Minister Sean Quali. That goes for you too. But it's also written in the scripture. They were asking about the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messenger of Allah, and how he was going about the marketplace. You know, and they were asking, well, how can a prophet or a messenger of God be out here in the market shopping like anybody else? Well, let's look at Jesus, or the black revolutionary Messiah of the scripture. He also was a man born of humble origin. Born of such humble origin, he had to be covered and clothed in rags. He wasn't a doctor. He wasn't a lawyer. He came to teach and to elevate and to judge the doctors and the lawyers. And so now in this hour, to say all of that, you have a man and you have men that are just like you who are listening, who are coming and joining this party. And so he's a humble man. And he come from a humble position, and he will get a lot of allegiance in this hour. He will get friends in all walks of life in this hour. And so I'm very proud of him. I know he didn't expect to have to take on what I was going to have him take on, what I told him that he would take on. Now we see how God working with him. So I say again, give him a strong black hand. I mean, he did all it took. He laid the building out, the program out. He had his guest in. He took the stress like I only know a stress can be taken when you got a million new march or a summit or a big event and everything and every guest and every bill is falling on you. And pressure makes diamonds. So I also want to say I'm thankful for this institution that a God has given us in our midst. I don't know how long he will serve as the chairman, but right now he's the man on the mission. Minister Sean Quali, I'm very proud of you. Proud of you on several levels. You're a part of this institution. They were on my back when I appointed you the national spokesman of the new Black Panther Party. But now it's proven beyond a reasonable doubt that you can handle that position and then some. You are a very well-trained young man. You are a gift in so many ways. And you are part of building an institution called the New Black Panther Party. I mean, you're a man that can be trusted. I know Minister Hashim Nzinga gains confidence in what he's doing, and the others gain confidence in what they're doing because of your faithful, loyal, coherent, principled stand and organizing and being there like a clock and a watch. Also, you have risen up the central region. See, in this hour when my time to move on to my other assignments in this revolution, in this struggle where I maintain a point position, just in a different strategic position, in that hour where you started raising up Panthers, you held the line, held the banner, held the teaching, held the mission, held the lesson. Here come Louisville, rising up now. St. Louis, rising up now. Detroit, rising up now. Ohio, rising up now. Kansas City, rising up now. and you brought a bus full of Black Panthers to that summit, the biggest turnout from the central region ever. And thanks not only goes to you, but it goes to your queen and our sister who I respect very much, who I don't mention as often as I should because she's behind the scenes a lot, but she's a queen and a warrior, and she is, I'm sure, as much responsible for your success as anybody. I'm talking about Amira Sankofa, who has always been one of my favorites and always will be. She is responsible, and she is a sign of the great role of great women who will be coming into this party. And so I could go on and on. I'm just proud of the leadership of the organization. I'm proud of King Samir Shabazz. He didn't blow a fuse. He didn't punk out, turn on himself or his organization. He maintains the principles and the values, and he's a soldier. And therefore, the buck passes to him too, and the ball is on his shoulders. And I see him rising in this hour. I see him as resilient in this hour. And that man, King Samir Shabazz, is an analytical man. He's an intelligent man. He's a dedicated man, and he's a man that don't like the white man, and he's a man that loves the black man. And I love him, too. And so, you know, I'm sure I'm leaving some out. I miss Minister Mikhail Muhammad. I'm proud of him for standing in the gap and standing up. I'm talking about those that I soldiered with and those that I trained and to a great extent raised in this mission. I'm very proud of you all. I'm proud of Shahid for getting on the, however he got down there, plane. He got out of New York and came on in. And now every time I come back to New York, no matter what I'm doing, if it's on a legal level or whatever level it is, I'm going to make sure to host me some kind of recruiting meeting to help the new Black Panther Party. I'm going to make sure that we set up something somewhere so that anybody in New York and New Jersey that want to join, they can come on in, and I'm going to help you all. I'm going to help you recruit everywhere I am across America, no matter what I'm doing, if I'm tied down on a battlefront of litigation or agitation against this enemy, whatever it is, I'm going to recruit for the new Black Panther Party. Black America needs a strong new Black Panther Party. The black world needs a strong new Black Panther Party. When they see the new Black Panther Party standing up and strong, light comes into their eyes and the people are inspired. I am dedicated to helping continue this mission. I will never abandon the new Black Panther Party, and I'm here to help the new chairman from my vantage point. If he's more than capable of leading here on his own. So, I mean, it's getting ready to be off the chain. This is what I'm telling you, Black. It's getting ready to be off the chain because we are off the chain of fear and dependence and fear of what we cannot do. And so, these are many of my feelings in this hour. I feel justified. I feel justified in my career, in leading this organization. I know that what I've done in this hour is the right decision, and I can only see good things happening in the future. And I thank all the guests, Nation of Islam, Minister Captain Sharif Muhammad. I'm thankful to him. I'm thankful to Minister Farrakhan. I'm thankful to all of the guests that came out, and I see great things in this hour.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And certainly we feel the same sentiment. I want to ask you, as a man who has put in over like two decades worth of work, and you're still moving, it seems like you have actually increased your pace. I know many thought that you would, you know, slow down and maybe sit down after you made your announcement, but you have increased your pace. And so what is it in you now, this juncture in your career, pushing Black Lawyers for Justice and being on the legal battlefield, what has refueled your fire and pushed you to this level of degree?
Well, you know, we have a lot of problems as black people. We have a lot of enemies, and we have a lot of issues we're facing. And so I knew that when I was coming to the end of my term as the chairman, I was already burning and biting at the bit to get out on another battlefront and other battles that I couldn't necessarily reach because I was tied down. our struggle is multifaceted. Our struggle is against the enemy who's attacking us and killing us, like Dunn and Zimmerman and others who are killing us. But our struggle is economics and not building, having the economics and finance and a black base in the community. Our struggle is legal, not having enough lawyers and representatives and knowledge of the law, and the police are killing us. So it could be, it's impossible to slow down. And I never even had any intention of slowing down. I just shifted gears to strategically get in a position that increases our power to deal with this enemy. Having all of our best men in one organization is not helping us. Having all of our top soldiers in one formation is not helping us. But now that I'm able to stretch out and build another formation and keep this formation intact without deviating, now we double trouble on this cracker and double trouble on the enemy. And so, yeah, I've been, brother, I travel more. I'm always on the road. I'm on the case because God is calling and the people are calling. They've been waiting for Attorney Shabazz to help them out to do it where he is. He's an attorney. Yeah, he served as a minister. He served as a chairman. He's been a military man, a demonstrator, and an agitator. But he was doing law part-time. He was in it, but he had to keep up Khalid Muhammad's legacy, keep up the movement. Brother, now that I'm freed up to be on this every day, man, I'm just looking for a fight. I mean, that is the honest truth. I wake up every day looking for a fight, and the fight is everywhere. Police are killing our people everywhere. Goddamn giants and problems of every sort are killing our people. We need lawyers out here fighting like running water. But I'm more than just doing lawyering. I need you to understand. I'm more than just doing lawyering. I'm still a Pan-Africanist revolutionary. I still have the same visions and goals I had as the chairman, but now I can stretch out. There are many who wouldn't necessarily line up with me as the chairman. And now, as Black Lawyers for Justice, it seems like they got the safe symbol. And so that's fine with me,
sir,
because all I'm doing is roping them all into the revolutionary struggle, man. I'm a Pan-Africanist. You got to understand, Black Lawyers for Justice is just another vehicle for the Pan-Africanist liberation struggle. And so, you know, brother, I am the same. A leopard will never change his spots. I'm in here for the fight, but I'm definitely in it to be one of the toughest attorneys and representatives of our people in the hells of America. And so I'm looking forward to all of us going to Africa together. I'm looking forward to us fighting on the front lines together. I'm really, to be honest, Black man, the future of this movement is in our hands.
Sir.
And so, you know, the future is in our hands. I'm happy to spend time with Dr. Umar. I think he's a fine young man. I look forward to sharing time and struggling with him more and others in the Black nation. You know, we're maturing. I feel like I'm maturing. I feel like I'm becoming, I have the same passion, but I'm becoming more patient. I'm becoming wiser. Hashim Nzinga is wiser. You're wiser. And so I say, Black America and Black man and woman of the world, you should be happy in this hour, because we are where we're supposed to be. God is backing us. God is blessing us. And so I'm going to sign on off here because I got to handle some business. And I want y'all to tie up your loose ends, but I want to say I'm proud of you. I want to say all you young people who I saw who have joined into the new Black Panther Party, I'm proud of you. If you ever need my advice, I will give you my advice. I back this leadership 100%. All of those who are doubters and who have doubted, it's all right. We'll be merciful. Just come on back in the fold. We ain't got no need reason to set trip. Come back in the fold. We must have unity in this hour. We will have unity in this hour. And we must be a united new Black Panther Party. I'm proud of Brother DK. DK could have went the other way, But I'm proud of DK. DK shows me he has some values. He's got some principles. I'm proud of Hakeem. I'm proud of Hakeem for standing in the gap. Collie would be very proud of him. He just stands strong like a black oak tree with his pinstripe suits and his alligator shoes and all.
That's right.
Black power. Love you, black man. I'm proud of Akbar. Proud of him because he's a believer in Almighty God Allah. And Akbar is going to be there. He's been around for years and years and years, and I'm proud of Akbar. And so I know I may have missed somebody, but I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm proud of y'all. I love y'all. I see the future is bright, easy now, knowing that there's a strong Panther Party on the scene. I can know now I can get up and fight here now to build Black Lawyers for Justice. I know now that us in the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania and Africans all over the world are planning a worldwide Pan-African Convention in June of 2015. And unfortunately and sadly, I know that the white man is going to be killing us all summer, and that we're going to have to fight back, and that there is no hiding place, that the covers, that they say the covers or the bed is too narrow, the covers are too short and the bed too narrow, cannot hide from the fact that our enemy is still our enemy. And therefore, I say, as I leave you, I want y'all to eat right. I want y'all to get in shape. I want you to be in maximum physical shape for the war that is ahead. There is a war that is ahead, and we have been given the decree by God to fight. And so we got to get our minds right, our bodies right, our heads right, our spirits right, get our money right, our finance right, and then you will see what I have to continue to offer. I will be backing and supporting Minister Hashim and Zinga with everything I got. I will be doing that. I have some other projects. You just stay in the wings. Shabazz Business World is on the way. Shabazz Business World. For all of you black entrepreneurs and business people and distributors and manufacturers, I'm working to bring us all together right now so that buy black and support black, and punishing those in our community that are sucking our blood is going to become a regular reality. Shabazz Online University, where we will have a real online university. I've been promising for years, and I got it set up now to educate our babies. And all of this will be linked in to the mothership, newblackpanther.com, which is the mothership, which will become the mothership for the liberation struggle, newblackpanther.com. Brothers, I could go on and on all day. I thank God I'm alive. I thank God for Minister Khalid Abdul Muhammad and the sacrifices that he made. I thank God for the testimony in his life, the testimony in his life and the lessons that we learn. We learn the lessons of Khalid Abdul Muhammad, and therefore we walk aright even better today. May God bless you, Black Power. I love you, and I damn sure respect you and all of you all. Black Power.
Power, sir. We love you, too, and respect you, too. And everything you said, we appreciate you. I want to tell you again, thank you for all the lessons, everything that you've instilled in us, and the foundation that we're standing on, and we hope to keep that smile on your face, black man, farther into the future. Thank you so much, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We love you, black man. Black power. All right, brothers and sisters, there you have it. That is Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our chairman emeritus, president of Black Lawyers for Justice, letting you know that the new Black Panther Party is in sound hands, and we knew it, but we need him. Some of you need him to affirm that to you as we were in doubt. Some of you were in doubt. And I want to tell you that our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, he was on here, but that black man's phone went dead, and I hit him back. And I'm telling you, sometimes, as he was telling you before he got off, you know, that, and as Attorney Shabazz was just saying to you, that, hell, when you get this kind of pressure on you, it can wear you down. And honestly, that black man needs to get him some rest. So we're not going to drain him, and we're not going to drain Attorney Malik Shabazz anymore. But we want to thank them both for their sacrifice and their work in this hour, and for giving us inspiration and giving us guidance and keeping the revolutionary fire alive. If they did not keep this revolutionary fire alive, we would not be able to stand on this foundation and push. I'm just trying to tell you, if they did not make the decision to push forward, we don't know. History may not have reflected that the new Black Panther Party would be standing in the way that it's standing. I'm almost sure of it, but it was in the cards. For that black man that you just heard from, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our chairman emeritus, it was in the cards for him to answer the call. And it was in the cards for Minister Hashim Nzinga, our national chairman now, to answer the call. And it's in the cards for you, brothers and sisters, who are not registered with the organization, to answer that call. And so call this number at 347-903-0886, 347-903-0886. Our website is newblackpanther.com. Again, that's newblackpanther.com, and drop us a line at newblackpantherheadquarters@gmail.com. It's all about this work, and we're getting busy in North America and getting busy throughout the world. We want you to prepare for the 2015 International Pan-African Convention, but also prepare to go to work here in the hells and smells of North America. More from us on the way. Bigger, better, bolder, more exciting, swifter, quicker, faster, and right down to the modern times. Take a couple calls here before we sign off. Your area code is 347-406. 347-406. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. Your host, Sean Saddam Kweli. Talk to me. Welcome. Black Power. Question or comment?
Black Power, National Chief of Staff, this is Brother Supreme from the East Region, New York chapter. I just want to speak on something. All right, Malik Zulu Shabazz, I love soldiering for him. It was just to be amongst him and hear him speak live and King Samir and you and. I saw you at the Me and Youth March, but I didn't actually have the chance to shake your hand, brother, and give you the Black Power fist, but that's coming, okay? It was amazing. You know what I'm saying? It was so much energy in that room when I was there. I mean, the few times I was there to be with Malik Zulu Shabazz, King Samir, you know, other brothers that nationals, I met. BK, DK, is it BK or DK?
Brother DK.
Brother DK, I met him. Oh, wow. It's like since I've been putting in work with this organization, there's a lot of energy in me. And I just got the phone with Sister Chrissy, and we're going to link up and we're going to do things and, you know, and try to get the East Region, you know, restore it and, you know, just build it back up to where it was at, you know, at one time, man. And I'm just, you know, just listening to Malik Zulu Shabazz, it's just a lot, you know. It just puts that spirit in me and that Black Power spirit, you know. Dr. Khaled Muhammad, I always listen to him. Peace and to the Black Power General,
yes, sir.
I always listen to him. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, and, sir. We feel the same way. We're energized. We're energized and encouraged from the works of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and we're happy to always say that he's still working. You know, he's an example of a black man who understands when it's time to empower those, you know, who he's trained and you know, and cut the umbilical cord in that symbolic way. But then he still continues to push. So it's not like he's doing this retirement thing like some of the other great, you know, leaders have done, but he's still on the battlefield and still here for advice, instruction, and everything else, and it's encouraging. You know? That's why we give him that Black Power salute, because he could have just sat on down. Right now, if he sat down today and said, I'm not doing another damn thing, he would earn it, you know, and he's earned it. But he, you know, having the kind of spirit that he has, he can't sit down. I'm going to tell you straight up, he can't sit down because he's made to do what he's doing, just like our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga, made to do what he's doing, just like I believe you, Brother Supreme, you made to do what you're doing. You know, so we can't
Indeed.
Sit down knowing that our people are in this condition. And so we're thankful
yes,
to
sir.
His example. And I do hope, Brother, that very, very soon and very, very shortly that I'm able to give you that embrace and that Black Power salute that we didn't get to do at the Million Youth March, Black Man. So I really appreciate
you,
man. Look forward to doing big things with you there in the city of New York, because the city of New York, the state of New York, period, needs it. New York and all surrounding areas need it. Seriously.
That's right. Black power.
All right, black power. Next caller here, your number is 270-987, 270-987. You're on live with Black Power Radio. We just heard from Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, our Chairman Emeritus and President of Black Lawyers for Justice, and we're celebrating our 2014 National Dignity Summit. Talk to us, your questions, your comments. Welcome to discussion, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, more Black Power. How you doing, Next Chief of Staff, Brother Sir? This is Brother
Black
Dominique.
Power, Black Power.
Kentucky.
Hey, Brother Dominique, right here from the home field.
Yes,
what's happening, soldier?
I'm doing good. I just want to thank all the nationals for the summit. This is my first time ever going, and I enjoyed myself, like being on post and doing things that like training and all that, and all the speakers. I want to thank all the speakers for the knowledge and stuff like that, so I can get back in this field and teach my people the knowledge. Like tomorrow, we're going to hit the field, so I can go ahead and teach and recruit some more people into our ranks and get our region strong and also our organization strong.
Yes, sir. That's the work. That's the good work. And I want to tell you, brother, that everybody who I knew that came into contact with you was very impressed. And they really love your spirit. And of course, as your brother here in the region and a man who has seen you grow from day one, of course, I feel the same way that Attorney Shabazz feels about me and others that he's trained and put the spirit in. I feel the same way about you, brother. I'm very, very proud of you. And I'm very, very proud of Sister D, and very, very proud of Keem, and very proud of Brother Antoine and Brother Charles and everybody who works with us here in this city and in this region. Very proud of you all. And you all, you know, have really, really showed us that and showed others that this teaching and training works. And we're only going to do bigger and better things, Brother Dominique. That's what I'm here to tell you. We're only going to do bigger and better things. I want to ask you real quick. What was your highlight? What were some highlighted moments that really stuck out to you during this 2014 Dignity Summit?
When I was on post and I didn't know who pull up, I sound the alarm off and let the other comrades know because they know who was in that car, so I turned off that alarm. Let them know to come out there. So that's mostly a highlight. And also when the national chairman was speaking, he a powerful speaker. When you were speaking, the national MOI speaking, basically everybody was speaking. Y'all spoke some powerful stuff. And like I said, I learned a lot. So I'm ready, like I said, hit the field and teach my people the right things, and also, like I said, recruit and for the organization and stuff.
Yes, sir. We certainly appreciate that. I know that you got a desire to get into the ministry of defense. So I know that you like being able to make sure everything was safe and sound on the ground for our national chairman and all our guests. And so we're glad that you did that and took charge, brother, and we're glad, of course, that everything was ultimately fine. Well, Brother Dominique, we appreciate you, brother, for calling in to Black Power Radio. We want to encourage you to stay strong in this mission and to stay focused in this mission and to put all that you can in the mission to make it a success and to build up to heights unknown. The sky is the limit for you, sir, and sky is the limit for those who are with us. And so don't limit yourself. You know, sky is the limit. So we appreciate you, brother, and appreciate your service and sacrifice, and we're glad to be able to call you our brother and our comrade, and we love you dearly, sir.
Yes, sir, I love y'all too. Black Power.
All right, Black Power. And now that's our brother, Brother Dominique, from Louisville, Kentucky, right there in my backyard, not backyard, in the central region. And we got some strong soldiers. And, I mean, the consensus is the same, brothers and sisters, across the board. The 2014 National Summit of Dignity was a smash success. And, again, we want to give thanks to all of the participants, all of those who helped us, all of those who wanted to help us and couldn't make it or fell ill, or one of those who wanted to be there but just couldn't afford to make it. We thank you as well. And we thank all of you who were able to be there and take part and make this the greatest national summit in the history of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Again, want to give a thanks to Dr. Nyeli Yemoja, and give a thanks to Dr. Leonard Jeffries. We give a thanks to Dr. Michael V. Roberts, and a thanks to Dr. Khalid Al-Mansour, and thanks to Baba Mukasa Ricks, a thanks to Sister Warrior Woman, and a thanks to Attorney Mawali Davis, a thanks to Dr. Vanessa R. Williams. Of course, we give a thanks to our Chairman Emeritus, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and we give a thanks to the National Central Committee and all of you who helped to make that a success, a living success. It is still continuing, Sister and Dr. Vanessa R. Williams of the National Conference of Black Mayors. And we give a thanks to Brother Anthony Nash with Southside Liquidation. And, of course, we give a thanks to that great Harvard-trained paralegal with Paralegals for Justice, Brother Mark. We give a thanks, of course, to all of the participants of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad Symposium, Building an International Base. And we give a thanks to Brother Leonard Rowe, and he's the author of What Really Happened to Michael Jackson, The King of Pop, The Evil Side of the Entertainment Industry. We give a thanks to those who wanted to participate, like Brother Keely Shakur and Brother Abdul Jabbar. We give a thanks to our Deputy National Youth, Sister Chrissy Payne, and we give a thanks to our National Spokeswoman, Sister Nadia Sada Shakur, giving a thanks to National Black TV, Brother Kayula Yashiram, and the staff with him, and Sister Joan Vanessa, the serial entrepreneur. And give a thanks to the editor-in-chief of Hip Hop Inquirer magazine, Brother Dennis Byron, and the members of the Black Church that came, 5% Nation of Gods and Nerves that came. Thanks to those of the National Action Network that came, and those that came with the Sankofa UCC and the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement that came, and the UNIA, the Universal Negro Improvement Association, and the Morris Science Temple of America, the Republic of New Africa, Black Guerrilla Family. We thank you. We thank the members of the Nation of Islam, under the leadership of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We give a thanks to Student Minister Abdul Sharif Muhammad, former Supreme Captain of the Nation of Islam and representative there in Atlanta, Georgia, Mosque number 15. Thanks to all of you who helped to make this 2014 National Dignity Summit a success, and the beginning. So to support the movement, make sure that you give us a call, however you can, at area code 347-903-0886. Again, that's 347-903-0886 to reach us here at headquarters. Or you can drop us an email at newblackpantherheadquarters@gmail.com. And our website is newblackpanther.com. And so that being said, nothing more needs to be said. We've said enough. The success is there. Now we have to make the success a reality in the streets. A reality in the streets. Let's go to work to liberate our people and to raise our people and to bring our people to their divine destiny, which is the kings and queens of the planet, the kings and queens of the planet Earth. The first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. The first is going to be the last, and the last will be first. The black man and black woman who have been placed on the bottom after being robbed of the knowledge of self are now being placed to the top, and we want your support. It's black power for black people. It's all power to the people. And remember that I told you from this 2014 National Summit of Dignity and Unity, that if black people are not free, there's nobody that's free. Black power. Until next time, signing off.
Shut up and back and say, who denies the future? Rob our names, check my history. history, a mystery. But now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me. Cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me. While it's for freedom, education, equality never gave me nothing but slavery. And now look at how dangerous it made me. Calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold. With this scuffle of knowledge of the lies it told, promised me emancipation.